Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Selective Hearing. I'm your host, Julie DeMar, and this week I am here to talk to you about a couple free mental health modalities. So what brought this on was my conversation that I had with the Journal Bay herself, Shanti Refuge, on Monday, and she was talking about a lot of things that she found to be effective tools on her healing journey. And I was like, yeah, those are like some of the things that I be doing. And like, I know in today's economy, like, it's great if you could get a life coach. It's great if you could buy a book or get a therapist. But I'm also very aware that times are hard. So today I was like, let's get over the hump together and let's talk about some really cool free modalities that you can use in your everyday life that can help get some of that stress down. And that can help get some of that anxiety out your body, and that can just overall help you stay the course. Let's just take some deep breaths and get into it, all right? So one big thing that Shanti brought up and that I actually heard for the first time, now we all know breathe in, count to 10, take a deep breath, all the things that people say, we all know those things, but it was actually brought to me in this term as breath work by Bettina Jones, who came on in season one, and then she told me about a book, Black Girl Breathing, and from there, it just kind of was like, okay, sparked my interest in, oh, so when we breathe, when we take deep breaths, and when we are focusing on calming and regulating our system, it's deeper than just like, okay, count to 10, girl, you got this. There's actually a little more things that you can apply to this to like get into it and really help you on this healing journey. So breathwork is really a transformative practice that involves consistently and consciously controlling your breathing patterns. It sounds easy enough, like, you know, I kind of cracked a little ha-ha in the beginning, but like the benefits of breathwork and just like incorporating this into your everyday practices when it comes to learning how to change your habits and adapt healthy habits. It's actually like backed by science that this is something that's proven to help. It's going to trigger a response that is going to help kind of slow everything down. It's going to send this signal to your brain that's letting you know that everything is safe. It's going to activate your parasympathetic. And look, I'm not trying to just boggle y'all down with jargon because I have to practice saying these words. So, and then I have to read saying these words. Okay, but I'm learning these words and what they mean, but I'm by no means your doctor. So if I slaughter some things today, bear with me. But your parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for calming you down, right? I do know how to say calm down. This is a natural way and a natural response signal to your brain to say, reset, we're safe, bring all this back in, and everything is okay. And then you can kind of work out from there. So I'm going to give you some breath work techniques instead of just saying, breathe, girl, just breathe. If you're saying that in combination with these techniques, then use them, but just one technique you can try, it's called the 4-7-8 breath. So inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold for 7 seconds. And then exhale slowly through your mouth for 8 seconds. And do that for a few minutes, okay? Do that for a few minutes and notice how everything starts to slow down, how everything starts to calm down. And it's Wednesday, everybody. People probably been at work getting on your nerves. We can see the weekend is so close, but it's so far away. You know, your kids don't want to get up and go to school today. You don't want to get up and go to work today. Whatever is going on. You know, by the time we get to Wednesday, sometimes we're a little bit over it, whatever. Or sometimes we get to Wednesday and we are just all the way in it. But work, regardless of where you are at, this is definitely a very good technique to practice and to have, and it's just that free little tool in your goodie bag. Now, here's my favorite. So I'm gonna talk about this a little bit. I didn't want to lead with it because I know how I get about it. I actually get really, really sad. Let me tell you guys, I get really sad in the wintertime because I can't do it because the ground is frozen. I live in Michigan, and in those winter months, like, unless I want to go outside and take a chance with frostbite, grounding isn't really something that I can do during that time. But if you know me and you see me in these streets, I am in the most, I don't like shoes. I am one with the earth. My shoes are somewhere else. I'm in the least amount of flip-flop so I can just kick my stuff off and be on the ground. So grounding, of course, is something that I'm going to get into with you right now. And if you are like me, you know what I mean. Like, something funny I posted on social media not that long ago. I sent a picture of my feet to my friend and I was just walking around, and I take pictures of me walking around in the grass often, and I think about posting them sometimes just to remind y'all about this. But, and sometimes I do post them to remind you of this. But anyways, grounding. I love, love, love pulling my shoes off and just stepping in the grass. And I sent a picture to my friend a while back and I had posted online. And I was like, I'm so happy. It's nice. It was like when the weather probably broke, or it was just a nice day. I can't recall what it specifically was that led me to send my feet to her. But I was like, it's a really nice day. And she was like, I know, you just sent me a picture of your feet. And I was like, well, I'm grounding. And her response to me was like, I'm gonna need you to stop reading books. LOL. First she said, what the is grounding? And then she said, I'm gonna need you to stop reading books. And we had a big laugh about it. Let me just say this. Like, it is scientifically proven and it really does work. Connecting with the earth has great health benefits for your mind and your body. So something as simple, especially if you live in the warm weather states as I am, not feeling good, go take your shoes off and walk around in the grass. Go take your shoes off and lay down in the grass. Just plant your body in the grass. Or if you live in a warm weather state and you are fortunate enough to be around a body of water, go jump in the ocean. Go ground there. Like, these things will alleviate stress. They will alleviate stress and take things away from you. There's different ways to ground yourself. Like I said, my favorite is to walk around barefoot in the dirt, in the grass, in the sand. It recharges your body and your mind. And it's because your body is connected to the earth's natural energy. Studies have shown that grounding also can reduce inflammation, improve your sleep, improve your mood. And in the summer, when I'm running around the world with my curls everywhere and barefoot, is when you will notice, like, I work on being a happy person every day and all year long, but when you catch me in the summer, your girl's out here with a smile, okay? So take your shoes off and get out in the grass, especially if you're up north, because you know winter is coming. And getting outside just has those benefits. Like, getting outside is one of those things. Get outside, take your shoes off. Matter of fact, let's just make this let's make it all whole. Get outside, take your shoes off, and then breathe. And see how that does something for you. And you can do this when you get outside. Here's another way. If you cannot get outside, and if you live in the Arctic polar vortex driven North or East Coast, or even I got a lot of my people up in Canada. If you up in Canada, ready for what's coming, you can ground yourself by doing these things too. Activate your senses. So look out the window and say, what can I see? What can I hear? What can I touch? What can I smell? What could I taste? And even slowing down and doing that, you're bringing awareness back into your body and into your immediate surroundings. And that's helping you pull yourself out of whatever you're spiraling into. And it brings you back into the present. It brings you down. And then it gives you an opportunity to kind of work through whatever it is that puts you into that space in the first place. And you can come out of it in a healthy way. So another one for you guys on this hump day is meditating. I talked about my favorite way, and I think I don't know if this is a thing. I should Google it and see if this is just my thing or if it's this is something that's been proven. But I call it moving meditation, and I share it with you guys all how much I love to swim. And I prefer being outdoors, but we know I can freeze to death another part of the year. So I do it inside other times of the year. But I get in the water and I free swim, I flow, I do whatever, you know, I just let my body be with the water. And I literally tune myself so into the water and so out of everything until the only sound I hear is water. The only thing I feel is water. And the motions that my body is taking as it moves freely through the water. And I come out of swimming that way, feeling so recharged, so relaxed. And that's just what I do. But, you know, there's different kinds of ways to meditate. And another good thing is it's free. So one type of meditation that is very, very helpful is loving and kindness meditation. And that involves focusing on positive feelings first towards you, right? You got to get you right before you can get everything else right. And then towards others. So I really like this one because, you know, I'm a big fan of gratitude. Like, if the world is blowing up around us, what is going on? Yeah. But what do I have to be grateful for? Like, yes, this is a really terrible, crappy thing. But I'm so grateful for the big thing that I always say is for my mind, okay? And let the church say amen, because I could have lost my mind, okay? All the things that have happened to me in my life, it could have went in a different direction, but I did not lose my mind. I'm so grateful for my mind. I'm so grateful for the ability to become an observer of my thoughts and of everything around me. And to be healthy and present in everything, in motherhood, in my walk, in my journey as a wife. Like, and that doesn't mean it's perfect. Some days things get real funky and nasty. This is how I know about these things. I had to adapt these practices to get out of that nastiness. But in all actuality, like, even though things aren't perfect and stuff gets rough sometimes, things become challenging sometimes, I'm so grateful for the ability to shift my mind in another direction and be able to say, hey, yeah, this is challenging. This is hard. This doesn't feel so great right now. But look at all the other things that I have in my life that are great and that I'm going to fight for to keep that way. So this is why I'm like, this loving and kindness meditation pulls you into focusing on positive things. Focus on yourself. Focus on the things around you. Start repeating things, okay? May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be at peace, honey. Peace is going to come up all the time because I'm an advocate for protecting it. All right? Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody get in there and disturb what belongs to you, what you've earned, what you know is yours. Don't do that. Then expand those feelings to the people in your life. Right? Because I love myself. I'm able to love myself. I'm able to love my husband. Because I love myself, I'm able to love my kids. Because I love myself, I'm learning myself and I know about me. I'm able to love my God. These are the things that really grant a bigger perspective. And it's beautiful to cultivate this compassion for yourself and for others, especially as your day goes on, okay? Especially as tough days roll in. That is what I have for this Wednesday, this motivational Wednesday, this get over the hump with me. I want you to remember breath work, grounding, and meditation. And I'm going to have this all, this is actually all in today's blog as well. So you're not just getting my voice. You can go back and read my words about it too. But these are three things that are free and accessible and that you can do anywhere. Okay. You can take up the space that you need to with these things. You can meditate at your desk. You can meditate in your car. You can ground in your yard or go outside. Go outside on your lunch break. Do whatever, you know. If you're at home, just take a minute. Go outside. Whatever the case may be, roll those windows down. You can do breath work. You can breathe any time of day, anywhere you at. We doing it anyways to stay alive. If you need to slow it down to stay sane, please do that. Engage in that activity. I am giving you full permission to do that today. So these are things that I said are free. You can do anytime. You don't need any special equipment or training to get started. It's all about creating these small moments to stay calm and to provide clarity and peace in your day. And I love to know, did you try anything that I'm talking about? How's that working out for you? So here's the big question. Are you following me? I'll wait. Are you following me? And if you're not, I want to know why. Head over to @SelectiveHearingShow on all social media. Hit that follow button and jump in the comments and join the conversation. Also, you can always go to SelectiveHearingShow.com and join the conversation that way by subscribing to my email list. You'll get a weekly newsletter and a blog. Don't worry, I won't spam you. I just want to talk to you a couple times a week and see where you are at because I am your friend. And if you notice any shifts in your energy, your focus, your mood, reach out to me. Let's talk about it, you know? And if I can't answer your questions, you know I got a whole gang full of new friends and resources just for you, and I can point you in that direction. So remember that taking care of your mental health doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming, but it does have to be a priority. And it's about finding what works for you and incorporating those new habits into your daily routine and just going out there and being great. So I just want to say thank you for rocking with me and being here. And I'm really enjoying our Wednesday chats. Let me know if you are too. And I will be back next week with a brand new episode with a guest who is absolutely phenomenal. So tune in on Monday and I'll be back with you by myself on Wednesday. So until next time, this is Selective Hearing.